This video is sponsored by The Recycle Ball. Recycle your rubbish with the quick, efficient, and convenient tennis ball known as The Recycle Ball.
Hello everyone, my name is Owen Peterson and I welcome you to Season 2, Episode 5 of Sydney's number one radio and podcast station, City FM. In today's podcast, we will talk about the top stories of news today, such as, does scientific and technical innovation influence the production and broadcasting of movies? Who our Prime Minister really is? And do cats actually meow? Stay tuned to find out. First up, however, we are going to talk to our live weatherman, Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Owen.
What's the upcoming weather for the next week?
Well, we are looking at a very rainy week from Monday to Friday. However, it should clear up for a nice sunny weekend. Thanks, Owen.
Thanks, Mark. Now for our top story today. Is scientific and technical innovation really influencing how movies are created and broadcasted? To find out, here in the studio we have a guest speaker, Greg. Greg is the scientific and technical developer of movie productions at Aussie Films. So Greg, firstly, what do you do at Aussie Films?
Well, as you said before, Owen, I am a scientific and technical developer at Aussie Films. The majority of my work is to improve the film production at Aussie Films through the use of science and technology.
That sounds really interesting. Could you please tell us more about what that means?
Well, at the moment, we are trying to introduce new concepts such as 4D and augmented reality to enhance the user and or audience experience. Currently, we are working on a film that uses 4D. For example, during the scene with fire, the audience can smell artificial smoke. And are there any new scientific or technical filming techniques that have been introduced lately? And if so, what are they?
Oh, so many, Owen. One of these is a new device holder in case you wanted to film manually. There is also a button which is used so that it is easier than pressing the big red circle on your smartphone directly. Another addition is the introduction of light field technology and lasers to help with lighting.
That sounds really cool. And finally, have we seen any of these types of improvements in the past?
That's a good question. The answer to that is yes, we have seen scientific and technical improvements in the past. However, most of these are minor compared to now. A past example was the frame upgrade from 24 to 48 FPS, or even the change from black and white to colored image. All of these are shown technical and scientific improvements in movies, which ultimately have made a huge difference to the production and broadcasting of movies.
So based off of our interview with Greg, I believe we can say that the movies we watch today are heavily influenced by science and technology.
Next up, however, we have the two big questions. Who is our true Prime Minister and do cats really meow? It's time for our sponsor.